The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yesterday, the parents of fallen fraternity hazing victim Stone Foltz announced a historic $2.9 million settlement with Bowling Green State University. This is just over a year since they lost their son to alcohol poisoning linked to hazing at this Ohio college. Sherry and Corey Foltz, the parents, settled with Bowling Green State University in what is called the largest payout by a public university in a hazing case in state history. In a joint statement, the Foltz family and the university wrote that they are forever impacted by the tragic death. Sherry Foltz said at the news conference yesterday that they plan to further their education component of the foundation to continue their fight to save lives.
Obviously, the money has nothing that means anything to us because it's not going to bring Stone back. But what it does allow is us to move forward and help us through the foundation, as Rex mentioned, continue the education piece of it and, you know, teach the students, the community, the parents, you know, about hazing. And we can continue our fight in saving lives.
Would you say this is closure for you and your family?
There's never going to be any closure. Nothing's going to bring Stone back, obviously. So that piece of our heart's never going to be filled again. So closure's never going to be there for us.
Sherry Foltz, the mother of Stone Foltz, on our guest line this morning, Cindy Hipps, who knows this feeling. Cindy and Gary Hipps lost their son, Tucker Hipps, in a hazing incident on September 22nd of 2014 at Clemson University, and certainly knows this feeling all too well. I'm always happy to talk with Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you. So as you listen to Sherry Foltz, you and Gary certainly know what this feels like. Unfortunately, you've experienced it. Let's talk for a minute about hazing on college campuses. Of course, the Foltz family, very similar to what you and Gary have done. You set up the Tucker Hipps Memorial Foundation, and you have spent a lot of time over these years of trying to educate other parents, because the whole idea is to prevent this from happening, to not let there be another Tucker Hipps, not let there be another Stone Foltz. Do you feel like there's been any progress made?
Well, Joey, hazing is a cycle, and you know, after you have an incident at your university, you do see a lot of change and you see things changing. But then you get a whole new group of students in, a whole new group of leaders, and it rears its ugly face again. And until the culture is becomes extinct and you don't have anyone that expects to be initiating people or to go through the process of pledging, I don't see it going away, because it keeps coming back, and every year kids keep dying. Yes, we're a little more educated about it. It's a process. I think everything hand in hand works together, you know, trying to increase legislation, which we've been trying to do, trying to educate, transparency, you know, putting the information out there of the organizations that break the rules and don't do what they're supposed to do. So it all works hand in hand, and I do think as a group we're more educated, but it still seems to keep going on. And there's different concepts about how to change that. A lot of people think the only way to change is to just get rid of the organizations.
You're right. I mean, you would think that once you have a tragedy like this, that people would wake up and these types of situations would go away. But since Tucker's death in 2014, there have been many others. I mean, Stone Foltz is just one of many. You and Gary hosted a group of families a couple of years ago now here in the Upstate. And that group of parents who have lost a child, it's too large of a group, isn't it?
Absolutely, and every year it gets larger. I actually reached out to the folks last night to tell them, you know, I know that road is long and hard, and, you know, people don't realize what kind of energy it takes from a family to keep fighting, because it just brings up all your pain over and over again. And, you know, a lot of people don't. They just, you know, they can't do it. They just end it. But there's a few families that, you know, continue the fight, and it's just a tough thing. But hopefully one day we can say that hazing was eradicated. That's all of our goals, and we all go about it a different way. But it's, you know, that's the overall goal.
Now, you have worked on legislation, and other families around the country have worked on legislation. There was a report that Nancy Grace did on Fox News in relationship to the Stone Foltz incident, where she talked about the penalties, and she laid out some states, hazing is a misdemeanor. Some states have passed stricter laws, making it a felony. Right now, South Carolina, it is not a felony, but you'd like to see that happen, wouldn't you?
That's correct, and hopefully very soon we'll be refiling another bill. This will be the third season that it's been filed, because, you know, that's four other years that it was looked at. But it's a tier-level hazing felony legislation where, you know, the worst cases would be a felony, but down to a misdemeanor, which it is now. But there's also federal legislation being worked on, and thanks to South Carolina, it's moved along further this past year than before, thanks to Jeff Duncan and Lindsey Graham. We've gotten a lot further. And so that would make hazing a reportable offense under the Clery Act, because now universities have to put out a safety report year after year, and they have to list all kinds of criminal activity, but hazing is not included, and we want to add that to that report. The structure's already there, so it's not going to cause universities to have to do any extra work. The report's already been mandated federally. It just adds that element, and we think that is also key into ridding hazing across the country.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Cindy Hipps, the mom of Tucker Hipps, who lost his life September 22nd in 2014. Cindy, of course, we know exactly what happened to Stone Foltz. He literally drank himself to death in this situation with his fraternity. There's still questions on what happened to your Tucker. There's a general idea there, but where does that case stand? And you guys are still wanting information. People can still call Crime Stoppers and report information, because you still don't have all the final details of what exactly happened, do you?
That's exactly, Joe, exactly right. We don't have all the details, and there's still a reward out there. The reward was increased to $100,000, and I'm quite sure that could still be made available. Some of the parts of it were from or other organizations that put forth the money with a time stamp on it. But I do think that if the case got solved, that money would still be available. And, you know, people can call Crime Stoppers, and that's what I keep hoping, that someone with a conscience that's afraid to come forward would call that number and report what they know, and then it can be followed up. They can do it anonymously, as you know about Crime Stoppers. And there has been lots of tips come through, but to my knowledge, nothing has really given us the piece of information that we need.
Yeah, and that number is 888-CRIME-SC, 888-CRIME-SC. If you have information, or if your child, grandchild has information, because the other part about Tucker's incident is there are people who know. He was accompanied by his so-called fraternity brothers that morning. So they know what happened. They're just not talking. What a horrible burden for some young man to be carrying right now, knowing that he left his brother that morning. So that's why we want someone to call with that information, because there are people out there who know exactly what happened. They're just not talking, right?
That's exactly right. I believe that with all my heart, and I do believe there's a few boys that, well, they're not boys now, they're men, that have a burning heart, and I would love to see that go away for them. I would love to see healing. I know it would certainly heal us as a family, and I feel like as a community it would be healing.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that number is 888-CRIME-SC. There is a reward available for information that would potentially lead to an arrest of someone, because, again, there was a small group of these young men out with Tucker on that early September morning, on this this early morning run, who know what happened. And we just need for them to talk. We need for them to come forward and do the right thing. Cindy, always a pleasure. I'm sorry that we're always seem to be talking about your tragedy, but I just admire what you and Gary have done. You keep fighting for other families so that there's not another Tucker Hips, there's not another Stone Foltz, and just keep up the work.
Thank you, Joey, and I really appreciate you very much.
Sure thing. Have a blessed day. Cindy Hips, the mom of Tucker Hips. Again, if you have information, maybe you know someone who does have information, call Crime Stoppers. You remain completely anonymous, 888-CRIME-SC, and you could be eligible to receive that up to $100,000 reward.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.